Good morning. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Today is Monday, March the 22nd, 2021. I'd just like to thank all you who already have arrived to the line. Thank you for getting up this morning. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We all will rejoice and be glad in this day. And we all will have a wonderful, blessed week. Heavenly Father, I just come to you right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you agreeing and praying in Jesus' name, Lord, that you just touch each and every one of us wherever we need to be touched in our life. Oh, yes, ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue lifting us up, Lord. Never letting us fall, Lord. And if we ever have to fall, Lord, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love you, Heavenly Father. Father, we just asking you, Lord, to touch those that's out there that don't know you, Heavenly Father. Touch those that have backslid, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, the homeless out there, Heavenly Father. The ones that are hungry, Lord. Oh, bless those that in need of financial situation that in need for you to provide for them, Lord. Provide for them financially, those spiritually, those physically and mentally, Heavenly Father. Whatever they need, or Lord, touch them. Oh, yes, 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 Father. People that have the coronavirus, Lord, oh, yes, they need your touch, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just pray for the ones that are crying out to you right now as this hour, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that out there addicted on whatever kind of drug they may be addicted on, Lord. Lord, set them free, Lord. Break the chains of addiction, Lord. Even those who don't want it, but their family members are praying for them, Heavenly Father. Break that addiction, Lord. Set them free, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Lord, we're praying for the ones that's in therapy. Lord, strengthen them, Lord. Give them determination, Lord, to do the work that it takes so they can get back home or wherever they're going, nursing home or whichever one where they live, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, praying for those that are in the nursing home, Lord, that they be treated right by the staff, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, church the people that have mental problems, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. There's nothing you cannot do. We ask you to restore minds, Lord. Hallelujah. Restore marriages. Restore relationships, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, restore families. Reunite them, Lord, together, Heavenly Father. Reunite families, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for those incarcerated, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's coming up for parole, coming up for court cases. Those that are trying to overturn the conviction, those that want early release, Lord. Lord, intervene, Lord. And, Lord, touch those that's coming out with those felonies that's hard to get a job, that decide to say that they cannot hire them because of felony. Lord, you overturn everything, Lord. Provide jobs for them so they can get on with their life and not do the same thing that they did to get them there, Heavenly Father. Make them productive, a citizen, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, praying for the first responders, Lord, that you continue protecting them, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray that you continue protecting us and our family members from that COVID, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father, people in the government, Lord, there's an office that they do the right thing by your people here on earth, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You can touch their mind, their thought, and their heart and change it within a heartbeat. Oh, yes, you can, Lord. We're asking you to do that, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you know every prayer request on everybody's heart, their thought, their mind, Lord. I'm asking you to ask each and every prayer request that even those who haven't got here yet, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're praying for the pastors, the ministers, the teachers, the bishops, the evangelists, Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Help them minister to your people, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Give them the word, Lord. Give them the vision, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And Lord, we're praying for the teachers and the kids that's in school and those that are still doing virtual, Heavenly Father. Give them patience, Lord, and protect each and every one of them from that COVID coronavirus, Heavenly Father. Give the kids patience. Give them a desire to learn. Oh, and let it be fun for them in school, Lord, as they learning, you know, as they learning that they enjoy that they learning new stuff and want to do more and learning more and more and more, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. We're praying for the ones that are out there, Lord, that don't believe in you, Heavenly Father. Lord, are we praying for them? So touch them, Lord. You, I put that in your hands, turn it over to you by those that don't know you. I mean, don't believe in you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Father, praying for those that are traveling to and from, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those that are in need of jobs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Provide a job for them, making benefits, Lord. Making money that they can, enough money that they can meet their needs and have some to afford whoever they are, Heavenly Father. Because you know every hair on our head, so you know who those people are, no matter where they are on this in this land. Praying for businesses to succeed, Heavenly Father, abundantly. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Lord, we're praying for the little babies, Lord, the little kids, Lord, that's not able to reach out to nobody and tell them what's going on when even kids be mean to little babies, Lord. So we're praying that you protect those little babies, those young kids, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, protect them. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. Father God, we just are praising you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, the known and the unknown, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, praising you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Heavenly Father. Praising you for loving us unconditionally, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Praising you for traveling mercy and faith that you give us each and every day for the accident that could have been that you avoided for us. Oh, yes, that you protected us from, hallelujah. Lord, just praise you for our transportation that we have, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praising you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord. Never turning your back and never forsaking us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, just praising you in your mercy. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praising you, Lord, for you just being there for us, Lord, even when we don't ask, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You are good and you are mighty, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And we had 10,000 tongues, we could never praise you enough. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lord, we're just praising you, Lord, for continuing your ongoing strengthening us, Lord, empowering us, Lord, lifting us up, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Ask you, Lord, to allow us to hear more and more of your voice, Lord. Speak to us more and more. We like to magnify our relationship closer and closer and closer. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. Father God, I'd just like to say, Lord, to continue allowing your light to shine on us and through us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And when we meet people, give us the words that need to be spoken to them that they need to hear, Lord. You know who they are, so we ask you just to guide us to where you want us to be and what you want us to say to them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I connect this prayer with all the prayers that are going on this line, and I'm doing them while the phone is mute, Lord, and over the land. I connect it with our Father who are in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, power, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. Again, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Again, welcome. I want to speak on what it means to believe with the heart. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That's Romans 10:10. I want you to notice the word in this verse, for with the heart man believes. It's with the heart that man believes. I'm repeating it a second time, intentionally. So I like to say, like Mark 11:3, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. I want you to notice the phrases in both of these verses of scriptures pertaining to believing with the heart. From these scriptures, we can see that it's with the heart that man believes. The heart of man is the spirit man. To further explain what it means to believe with the heart, we must understand that the heart of man is the spirit of man. Man is a spirit. He has a soul, and he lives in a body. I don't know about you, but for years I have been eagerly searching for a satisfactory explanation for what it means to believe with the heart. Now you understand this, of course, that the word heart used in the scripture I just mentioned is not referring to the physical organ that pumps the blood through our bodies and keep us alive. That would mean we are to believe God with our bodies. No, the word heart does not refer to the human physical organs of the body. You can't believe with your physical heart any more than you could believe with your physical hands or fingers. The word heart is used to convey a thought. Notice how we use the word heart today. We talk about the heart of a tree. What do we mean? We mean the center, the very center. We think about the heart of a subject. What do we mean? We mean the most important part of that subject, the very center of it, the main part of it around which the rest resolves. And when God speaks of the human heart, he is speaking about the mind part of man, the very center of man being, which is his spirit. Man is a spirit. He has a soul, and he lives in a body. Thessalonians 5:33, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your word, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul said, I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body Notice that Paul started with the very heart of man, his spirit. When God speaks of the heart, he means the human spirit. You will find that many times the word heart and spirit in the Bible are interchangeable. We know that man is a spirit because he is in the same class as God. Man is made in the image and the likeness of God. Genesis 1:26. And Jesus said, God is a spirit. John 4:24. It is not your physical man that is like God. For the Bible says that God is not a man. Numbers 27:19. Remember that there is an inward man and there is an outward man. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3, Nicodemus was operating in the natural realm, and he could only think in terms of the natural. So he asked Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? John 3:4, notice how Jesus answered him. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. The new birth is a rebirth of the human spirit. Notice what Paul said in Romans 1:9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son. I also noticed that Jesus said to the woman at the well in Samaritan, John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The word in spirit in the phrase worship him, God, referred to the human spirit, not the Holy Spirit. You see, you cannot contact God with your body, and you cannot contact God with your mind. You can only contact God with your spirit. Therefore, you must worship him from your spirit or heart. Okay, and Romans 2:28-29, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart and spirit, and not in the letter, whom faith is not of man, but of God. In this message, the heart of man and the spirit of man are interchangeable. Romans 2:29 says, circumcision is that of the heart. This is referring to the human spirit. Your heart, according to the text, is your spirit. Corinthians 14:14. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. Notice in this passage that the Bible makes a distinction between the spirit of man and the understanding or mind of men. Your spirit is not your mind, and your mind is not your spirit. I heard someone say some time ago, your mind is actually your spirit. But no, your mind is not your spirit. Anyone who speaks in tongues ought to know that, because you don't speak in tongues out of your head. You know where those tongues come from. They come from down inside of you, from your innermost being. For the Holy Spirit is in your spirit. Corinthians 14:15. What is it that I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also? In other words, Paul was saying that the spirit of man is distinct and separate from man's mind or understanding. So start right there. For next Monday, I'll be speaking maybe on men's, on something different related to this. So I'm going to stop right there. And we're going to see who's here. And if you give your testimony, if you have a praise report testimony or a prayer request, and if anybody chooses to sing a song, you can let me know, and we will do that before we pray, if you like. So the line, unmute your phone. And let me tell you something. When somebody is praying and you on mute, something you want to throw out there, you know, we all is agreeing. So just agree, and you want to throw something out on while you're on mute, do that. Feel free to participate on mute. So open the lines, and you can start. Who's here today?
And if you're not able to pray, Sister Gladys, this morning. I wanted to pray, continue prayer for my mom. She's still in the hospital. Just a continual prayer for her. There's a virus that she has in one of the chambers of her heart, and you know, for that to clear up and the UTI to clear up, so she can go home, and that she starts eating because she won't eat. So I wanted prayer for that. God to give her a mind to start back to eating and not to be spitting out her medication. So thank you.
Good morning. You're welcome.
Good morning.
Are you able to pray this morning?
Oh, no, I'm not able to pray this morning. I'm listening.
Okay, thank you. So if you are not able to pray, just say listening.
Good morning. This is Yvonne Lasky, and I'm in support that I have a space ride from Atlanta to one of, and I'm listening.
Good morning.
I didn't quite understand what Yvonne said. Could you repeat that, or somebody know? Do you know what she said?
She said that she's traveling back to Warner Robins from Atlanta, and she asked that y'all pray for her safe travel.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, good morning. This is Darlene. I just want somebody's on a speakerphone. If you could get off the speakerphone, it's disturbed. Mute your phone if you're on a speakerphone. We'd appreciate that. Okay, but just want to thank God for the prayers. While we were traveling, we had two close calls going to Jacksonville and returning. One of them was we were coming out of a restaurant, and we were coming up to a light. There was two semi-trucks in front of us and one behind us. And as we got to the light was turning red, and I was stopping. And I happened to look up in the mirror and saw this vehicle just barreling towards me. And thankfully, he was able to veer to the right, and I went on through the light. And I just said, thank you, Lord, for your protection, because if he had hit me, don't know what would have happened. You know, those semi-trailer trucks are pretty big, and they can cause a lot of damage. So I'm thanking God for the prayers for that. And then we were on our way. That was going to Jacksonville. So coming back from Jacksonville, semi-trailer truck just pulled over into the lane just quickly. It was like, okay, God, I thank you that, you know, we're moving fast so we can get over. So we got out of the way of that. No vehicles were coming in the other lane. So thankfully, both situations, God protected us. So I'm just thanking God for, you know, when we pray, danger seen and unseen, those were dangers seen. So I'm grateful for that. And we had a very nice time there in Jacksonville. And I'm going to request prayer for Byron. He's got some kind of cough and his chest sounds very congested. So we pray that he will get healed. Also, his brother, he's got some court issues, so we need to pray for Dizon, that God will give him favor when he goes to court or when he comes before the judge or whoever he's coming before. So Dizon and Byron are the two we want to pray for today. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning.
This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Good morning, Glenda.
Good morning, Scholastic. I'm listening. I just thank God for the word and the prayer.
Good morning. Anybody else would like to give a name? Okay. So,
Marcia.
What we got? Go ahead, I'm sorry. Did anybody say anything?
Marcella, I'm listening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Anybody else would like to give your name before we move on?
Good morning, Sister Juanita.
Good morning, Sister Juanita. Are you able to pray this morning?
Oh, sure, I'll pray.
Okay. Good morning. Anybody else would like to give their name? Okay. I'm going to ask Pastor Bungie, could you give us a song this morning, please?
All right. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The love of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Amen. Amen. All right, Sister Juanita, if you'll go ahead and pray, I guess we'll do that right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this morning, for this opportunity that you have blessed us, oh God, to come before your throne of grace. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for touching us this morning with your divine finger of love. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us, Lord God, to sleep last night. Lord God, and you touch us, Lord God, to wake us up this morning, Lord God. And for this, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that we're only here, Lord God, because you, Lord God, allowed us to be here, Lord God. It's because of your grace and because of your mercy that we're here, Lord God. Father God, if you still have work for us to do in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord God, and for this we say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are so, oh, so good to us, Lord God. Father God, I ask you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that you, Lord God, will forgive us, Lord God, for everything that we may have said, done, or thought that's not pleasing in your sight. Lord, I ask you to create in us a clean heart, Lord God. Lord, renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us, Lord God. Lord, I ask you not to cast us away from your presence, nor take your Holy Spirit away from us, Lord God. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a generous and a free spirit, Lord God, to worship you, to honor you, Lord God, to obey you, Lord God. Lord, and for this, Lord God, I just say thank you, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for every prayer, Lord God, that we have submitted to you, Lord God, everything that we have on the altar, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to give us, Lord God, the peace, Lord God, to, Lord God, to wait on you, Lord God. Lord God, not to be anxious for anything, Lord God, but in all things, as your word says, by prayer and supplication, given to make our request known unto you. So everything that we have laid on the altar, Lord God, help us to leave it there, Lord God, and to trust you for your appointed time to move, to answer, Lord God. Lord God, to draw, Lord God, those things that in faith that be not as though they are, Lord God, the things that we're standing in the gap, Lord God, waiting for faith and faith, Lord God. Cause us, Lord God, to wait, Lord God, not to be anxious, Lord God, but to trust you, Lord God, in all things. And in the meantime, Lord God, help us to do what you have called us to do, each and every one, Lord God, in our sphere of influence, Lord God. Father God, for this, we just say thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for every person, Lord God, for all of your sons and daughters that are part of this prayer line, Lord God, that are here this morning, Lord God, trusting you, Lord God, petitioning you, Lord God, standing, Lord God, waiting for a word, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God. I ask you, Lord God, that not one of us, Lord God, will leave the way we came on, Lord God. But we will all leave more encouraged in you and who you are, Lord God. For, Lord God, just as the song your daughter, Pastor Darlene, sang, the presence of the Lord is here, Lord God. We must recognize that you are, Lord God, and that you are reward of those that diligently seek you. You are God, Lord God, and you are always around, Lord God. Even the times we feel lonely, when we feel there's no one there, Lord God, we know that you're with us, Lord God, because you said you never leave us nor forsake us. You told us that you know what we need before we ask, Lord God. You are the great shepherd, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that they have both seen and up both consolo cosa, hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, that yea, they both seen and dosa, hallelujah, Lord God. That yea, though we walk through the valley in the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our great shepherd, Lord God. And we are there is no lack in you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you are, for all that you do and have done in our lives, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you, Lord God, called us, Lord God, from where we were, Lord God, walking and wandering around in darkness, Lord God, wandering around without a God, without a Lord, without a Savior. Walking around and wandering around, Lord God, doing what we would do, what was right in our own eyes, Lord God. But Lord God, you loved us so much, Lord God, that you drew us from that place, Lord God, and to a place where we can acknowledge and recognize you for who you are, Lord God. And for this, Lord God, I just say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for who you are. You are a faithful God. You are a holy and a righteous God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You are a good, good Father, Lord God. Even when we're being corrected and chastened, Lord God, you are still a good Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. Even, Lord God, when we don't get what we want, Lord God, it does not change who you are. You are still a good Father, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that knows what we, the way that we should take, Lord God, that you are the one, Lord God, that guides us with your eye, Lord God. You guide us, Lord God. You keep us, Lord God. You are the one that neither slumbers nor sleeps. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, there's never a time, Lord God, that we cannot and should not, Lord God, praise you, Lord God. Lord God, as you're both seed, kind of those, as your words, Lord God, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah, Lord God. My soul will make its boast in you, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, for the humble that hear and are glad. Oh, Lord God, we magnify you, Lord God, this morning. Lord, we exalt your name together, Lord God. Lord, we lift you up, Lord God. And we call upon you, Lord, because there is none, Lord God, none of that's worthy to be praised, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And as we call upon you, Lord God, you, Lord God, they both stand out. They saw, Lord God, you are the difference, Lord God, that we need in our life, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you so much, Lord God. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to be in fellowship with you, Lord God, and with your children, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for loving us so much, Lord God. You gave us another opportunity, Lord God, to bless your name, Lord God, and to come before your throne of grace, Lord God, and to fulfill, Lord God, our callings and our anointing, Lord God. Lord God, to get things right, Lord God, before you, Lord God. Lord God, to get things right, Lord God. Lord God, that we, Lord God, may, Lord God, be, Lord God, effective, Lord God, in ministry, Lord God. Effective whatever you called us or whatever you call us to do, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that, Lord God, this year, Lord God, we're called, Lord God, to stand in the gap and to pray for our family members, Lord God, to pray for reuniting families, Lord God, to pray for families, Lord God, to be reconciled, Lord God, to pray for families to love and to forgive one another, Lord God, to pray for families, Lord God, to be drawn back to the place where you, Lord God, ordained families to be, Lord God. Lord God, so I ask you, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to be instrumental, Lord God, and being that glue, Lord God, that will draw our families, Lord God, praying for them, Lord God, forgiving them, Lord God, not, Lord God, accusing any, Lord God. Lord God, loving, Lord God, because, Lord God, you say love never fails, Lord God. There is no failure, Lord God, when we love, Lord God. So teach us how to love, Lord God. Lord God, love each other, Lord God, the way you have called us to love, Lord God. Teach us how to love, Lord God, as we look at you, Lord God, and recognize, Lord God, that you love us, Lord God, even when we stink, Lord God, even when we fail, Lord God, even when we're at our worst, acting our worst in life, Lord God, you still love us, Lord God. So, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, how ugly we can be at times, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to be able to love others, Lord God, when we think they're being ugly toward us, Lord God, because you have forgiven us for so much, Lord God, that we don't have a right to hold anything against anyone, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, this privilege and opportunity you give us today, Lord God, just to bless your name, to come before your throne of grace, to love you, Lord God, to ask you to teach us how to love as you love, Lord God, to ask, Lord God, to truly, Lord God, to look at ourselves, Lord God, to see whether, Lord God, we're doing, Lord God, whether we're conducting ourselves as children of the Most High God, Lord God. And anything in any way, Lord God, you show us that we're not right before your eyes, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to desire to walk, Lord God, with that change, Lord God, to walk in that newness of life that we have, Lord God, as we accept, Lord God, Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, Lord God. Because you said if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation, Lord God. We are something that we have never been before, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the old things that pass away, hallelujah, Lord God, and that all things become new in you, Lord God, as we commit and submit to you, Lord God, desire to walk in your righteousness and your holiness, Lord God, desiring to walk, Lord God, the way you, Lord God, have called us to walk. So we thank you for this opportunity and privilege, Lord God, to come before your throne of grace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence, Lord God, because you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst, Lord God. So we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for answering, Lord God, our prayers, giving us the patience to wait, Lord God, and to trust you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for great is your faithfulness, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, yes, we know there's so many things happening in the world, so many negative things that's happening, Lord God. But, Father God, we just want to concentrate on the goodness of the Lord, Father God, because we know we can cast every burden, every care upon you because you care for us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that you're still healing, you're still delivering, you're still making a way where there seems to be no way, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. So my prayer, Lord God, is, Lord God, that not one of us, Lord God, leave this prayer line discouraged this morning, Lord God. We will leave encouraged, Lord God, encouraged because of who you are, because of what you are able to do, Lord God, because of your love, Lord God, that does not fail, because we are serving you, the one and only true and living God. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity and privilege to bless your name, to be in fellowship with you and with my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Thank you for the privilege, Lord God. Lord God, just to come before your throne of grace, to stand in the gap, Lord God, to stand in the gap. Thank you, Lord God, for your love. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord God. I give you praise this morning, Lord God. I worship and honor you, Lord God, because there is none like you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray and give you thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that prayer. Thank you. And I would like to open it back up in case anybody that didn't get to give a prayer request that slipped their mind or somebody joined us later. Is there any other prayer requests? Okay. I'm going to give I have a prayer request. Dolly M., her assignment has ended, and she's in need of a job that, a did-now job, making with benefits, with a decent wages, so she can be able to, you know, take care of everything and have something left over. So let's pray for Dolly M., and we're going to pray for Cedric. He used to come to our line a while back. He's incarcerated, and he's addicted to drugs, that he be able to get in a Christian-based program, rehab program, treatment program. And let's pray for Steve, who's trying to be released. His lawyer is trying to overturn his sentence or trying to get him an early release. So let's pray for Steve. So is there anybody else want to add anything to the prayer line before we do a corporate prayer? Okay, so we're going to come in, unmute your phone, we're going to do a corporate prayer, and then we're going to turn it over to Pastor Darlene to close the hour when we get to the top of the hour.
Praise the Lord. Lord, we just thank you this morning as we have, you know, God,
thank you.
Jesus, special God, pray God today. Gladys, I'd ask you, Lord, just give this hospital, Lord. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, O God. So we're believing for healing for Gladys's mother. We pray, God, today that you help her to get her food in her body and be nourished, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree and declare healing for those of others who may be sick right now. Byron, O God, who has congestion, Lord, we know, God, today that you can dissolve the whatever's in his chest, God, the phlegm, O God, or whatever it is, Lord. We know that you can remove it, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, we magnify your name for that. We thank you, Lord, for our sister Yvonne, oh God, as she's traveling, Lord, so help her to get home safely. There's no accident. While she's traveling, oh God, we know there are lots of people out on the road, oh God, some not paying attention. So we pray, God, today that you help her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify your name, God. You are the one who provides, God. Any of us who are out there on the road, oh God, thank you for your protection.
For the blood of Jesus and for the blood of God. Hallelujah. For the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Your faith, God. We thank you, Lord, for your great things. Lord, my God, my God, we thank you, Lord, for Darlene, Emma, God, if you find a job, God, if you will find a good paying job, oh God, well on that job, oh God. Pray for these young men, oh God, that will be free from drug addiction.
Remember, you are all God. Every prayer we pray, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.